I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Thank you, Giants, for giving us a little bit more breathing room.
Yeah, thank you, Giants, for allowing me to get up here early this morning after having a week off thinking, God, this is going to suck. Oh, wait. I get to spy on Philly. I get to check out Angelo Cadone.
Oh,
and WIP in the morning show. Oh, I can't do a Philly accent. All I do know is that I was excited to hear how bad they were going to just roast everyone. Of course, Nick Sirianni. But what about a Jalen Reagor? Well, you know his name was going to come up eventually. But let's go ahead and kick off their show open over on WIP.
Sports Radio 94 WIP and Odyssey Station.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a Monday morning in the Delaware Valley. And I would like to offer a disclaimer before we begin today's radio show. I am a man who truly loves sleep.
Okay.
I did not sleep well last night, nor did my friend Rhea Hughes, because of what we witnessed over a three-hour period yesterday afternoon at the Meadowlands. We just experienced, many of us, a four-day weekend. And I can say to you unequivocally, the worst 3 hours of the 4 days was the 3 hours we had to tolerate the garbage we witnessed up against the Giants at the Meadowlands yesterday. It was a disgrace from the top of the organization down to the water boy.
Yeah, don't forget
that. Understand? All of them deserve to be ripped to shreds today on this radio show for an abomination of a football game. And Josie, I want to warn you right now, I got to talk to the coach at 7:30.
Yeah.
He cost me sleep.
He did. He did.
I cannot be held responsible for my attitude when he's on.
Oh.
Top of the organization on down.
Yeah.
Down to the water boy. I thought he said water board for a minute. I was like, what? What's he talking about?
So they're a little lit up this morning. They're a little angry on WIP in Philadelphia. And like I mentioned, they're upset with one Jalen Reagor. Now, listen, I know that he has friends and family here in the Metroplex. Obviously, he went to Waxahachie and then played at TCU. So they're listening right now. You may not want to.
Yeah.
Jonesy, you're going to make the catch.
Yeah, you do.
There's one guy on you, and he's behind you.
Even,
and you're right there at the goal line.
Even when Hurts
and you're up in the air, and the ball is coming right into your hand.
Yes. Did you? You watch.
How did you miss the ball? This is your career.
What?
How did you miss the football? Smith was bugging out on the field before the fourth down call. Throw the ball to me, damn it! And Sirianni dials up Reagor again. And here's the true insanity of this. All right. He had already blown one just before that. I wouldn't have him on the active team. He stinks. He's Jalen Reagor stinks. Are there any questions?
Yeah, there was two of them. The first one went off the face mask.
Yeah, that was bad.
And the second, it's actually like really impressive from Jalen Hurts. Like the Giants are should be in full prevent. Maybe like the Cowboys playing man on 3rd and 18. And Reagor gets open twice. The first Hurts throw was a dime off of his helmet, and the second one hits him right in the hands at the 1 yard line. And some Eagle fan has put Jalen Reagor on Facebook Marketplace.
His trying to sell him
for $5.
Hurts' receivers at OU and Alabama make that catch. They just do. That was a great play by him to get that ball to the goal line.
Yeah.
At the half yard line. All he has to do is make a relatively easy catch.
Yeah, simple, yeah.
And Philadelphia is either at the one.
To win.
To win, or he finds a way to get into the end zone to kick an extra point to win.
The Eagles draft, I'm just searching Jalen Reagor. The Eagles drafted Jalen Reagor ahead of Justin Jefferson, Brandon Ayuk, T. Higgins, Michael Pittman, Chase Claypool, Van Jefferson, who had a day yesterday, K.J. Osborne, all these different names.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, it's a relatively easy catch to make.
This is like Aguilar.
Yeah.
Didn't they run Aguilar out of
town? They ran him out of town.
He had a big drop or two.
It was against the Saints. It was in the it was in the playoffs.
And like the local news at like the scene of fires.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We're like, oh, yeah. don't pull Aguilar. Don't drop him.
Oh,
don't
man.
Drop the baby out of the window.
I can't wait for them. They're like, so every time this happens, every time there's like a live shot in Philadelphia news where there's some sports fan that they interview who will compare the tragedy that just happened to something that goes on with the Philadelphia 76ers or the Eagles. That's where you saw the Ben Simmons comments.
Yep.
That's where you saw the Aguilar thing. It was a fire. There was like a street, a house fire, and somebody makes an Aguilar comment.
Well, Angela Cataldi and the people over at the at WIP in Philly, they weren't done. They were still talking more about Jalen Reagor. And also Nick Sirianni.
Hurts was bad. The last two throws were perfect, and you didn't have a receiver catching a ball. You would not care today that he threw three interceptions if Reagor had caught either of those balls.
No one expects Reagor to catch the ball.
No.
That's how irrelevant he is. So
that's
the fact that he was the guy it went to, he's not going to get as many votes as he should.
You deserve better as a fan than those dumb decisions made by the coach in the final minute of that game.
It was
outrageous. How am I going to interview him, Jonesy?
It's going to be difficult.
Listen to me. All right, this guy cost me sleep last night.
He did.
What he did in the whole game was illogical. It was a dumb play. The whole game plan was ridiculous.
You lost to Joe Judge.
When he ran the ball, did it go pretty well?
Yeah. Oh, it did.
Let's stop every once in a while and fire up three passes and go to the sideline.
Let's get on the Giants side of the field and then start throwing the ball.
Oh, God.
I'm going to start calling you Shunzi and then Troya.
I can't believe how basic. I think we try to like advance, you know, a sports discussion sometimes with analytics here and numbers there and tendencies and, you know, what the leagues are doing and progression, regression. And this is so basic.
But you know what?
What if Nick Sirianni was on and he goes, Coach, what about the game plan?
Nah!
And Sirianni went,
what about it?
What about it? What did you think was wrong? What was our game plan? And it would be silence. Silence, because it's just basic generic talk. Drives me insane that it can have success.
It does. Like, I don't think there's a show that takes on the tenor of the community better than that one. I'm serious. Like, that is Philadelphia. I grew up 40 miles from there. That is the sport fan. That's what they are. They're not any. They're
the game plan every
it's
week of a loss.
Emotion.
The game plan and top to bottom.
Yep.
Top.
This is an absolute destruction.
Everyone is at that big fire.
Jonesy, how am I going to interview this guy, Jonesy?
And the other thing they like to do at WIP is to put their collars on. And I pulled a couple of them, but, you know, I could only do so because they give them all the airtime they want. Eagle Shirley called in this morning once again for over 5 minutes. She was on
five
by herself.
Minutes.
But I finally just pulled one clip where Angelo had one question for Shirley.
Who do you blame the most?
I blame Nick Sirianni the most.
Yes, of course.
All day long, because he's taking cues from Howie Roseman. He's taking cues from Howie Roseman. They got away from what was giving them the most to win. And they started playing being cute, and he don't understand. You need to ask him, do he understand how important it is to play against division teams in our division? Do he understand how important this game was to us?
That there were 7 targets between Smith and Goddard and 7 targets for Reagor. Shirley, that is illogical. It's absurd. It's ridiculous. It's horrible coaching. You've got guys that are real threats versus a guy who's never done a damn thing here. Why are you featuring that guy who's done nothing?
He said it in his press conference. he wanted to give him. Why this game? I just want to know why this game you want to give him that many touches. I don't understand. Why this game?
Do they realize that the coach doesn't tell the quarterback who to throw to?
They have been.
Apparently they don't.
First off, going to Rager there was the right call.
He was open.
Twice.
He was open.
Twice. He's an NFL receiver still. They bitch and cry about not running the football. Then they ran for 200 yards again yesterday, by the way.
Yeah, they did.
They ran for 200 yards, but DeVonta Smith was furious afterwards, not getting targeted at the end.
And so was the last caller we'll pull here from WIP in the morning show with Angelo Cadoli up in Philadelphia. Jason of the Dirty 30, I guess that's their fan base. He called in this morning. He was very angry and maybe intoxicated.
All right, I turn now to another one of our leaders, Al, the leader of the Dirty 30, Jason, who is out of line with us right now. Hi, Jason.
I don't understand it. Jalen Hurts, he's so indecisive. I mean, one game he has, like, the game of his life. He runs for 3 touchdowns. And then the next game, he, like, casts, like, what, under 100 yards, throws 3 interceptions.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk about time management. Let's talk about the time management, okay? The Giants had the ball at least 3 or 4 different times for 6 minutes of the game. That's almost 30 minutes. Like, that's half the game. The Eagles quit. They quit on
they
us.
They didn't quit.
No, they didn't.
Quit. Jason,
they
a
quit
lot of these team, takes you're offering are, these are not great.
All right.
The Dirty 30. I love where they drew the line, though. Like, everyone should be fired.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks.
But they didn't quit.
They didn't quit, they didn't though. Quit, you're taking it too far with these takes.
Thanks for the Dirty 30. Yeah, you didn't quit here. Rhea, they didn't quit, Rhea.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.